This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police fired volleys of tear gas and protesters hurled bricks during clashes in Hong Kong Saturday. Several thousand activists protested an attack by suspected triad gang members last weekend. Reuters' Anna Bevan reports.
Police had refused to allow the march on safety grounds, but protesters pushed ahead, having criticized the police for failing to protect the public from the attack by suspected members of the city's shadowy criminal network known as the Triads. What began as a peaceful protest soon grew increasingly tense. Rocks and bottles were thrown at police by protesters, and riot police stormed a pedestrian bridge. Last Sunday, around 100 club-wielding men burst into Yunong Station. The suspected gang members attacked protesters, passers-by, journalists and lawmakers, leaving 45 people injured, one critically.
That is Reuters' Anna Bevan reporting. Eight senior military officers are to be charged in Sudan with crimes against humanity over their alleged part in the killing of protesters June 3rd. Sudanese prosecutors said on Saturday the country's ruling generals did not order the deadly breakup of protest camps last month. Instead, prosecutors blamed the paramilitary rapid support forces for exceeding orders and dispersing the protest camp on their own initiative. Russian police arrested more than 1,000 people Saturday as they protested in Moscow against the exclusion of opposition candidates from a local election later this year, according to Russian news agencies. Several of the arrests were violent, with police sometimes wrestling protesters to the ground and waiting among them with batons raised, according to witnesses. The opposition leader Alexei Navalny was arrested earlier in the week for calling for Saturday's protest to persuade authorities to allow opposition candidates to participate in a Moscow